Anyway, Liszt met Berlioz the day before the premiere, and they hit it off immediately. Liszt attended the premiere of the symphony and made no bones about the fact that he was overwhelmed by its power and originality. Berlioz and Liszt became great friends. They had much in common, like interests in poetry, drama, and painting, their deep and abiding love for Beethoven at a time when Beethoven, who had died just 2 years before they met, was viewed with suspicion by the average European concertgoer, and in Paris, it was even worse. The general consensus was that Beethoven's late music was the product of a genuinely deranged mind. Both Liszt and Berlioz disliked academicians, which comes as no surprise. Neither of them ever learned to do anything the right way. They did things their own way, and in doing so, they became the enemies of the pedagogues and the heroes of the Romantic generation that valued individuality and originality above everything else. Berlioz was poor and would remain in debt his entire life. Liszt did what he could to help his friend out, including the monumental task of arranging the otherwise unpublished Symphonie Fantastique for piano. One player, 10 fingers. Liszt paid for the publication of the piano transcription himself out of his own pocket and played it as often as he could to help popularize the symphony. When Robert Schumann reviewed the piece quite favorably, it was based on Liszt's piano arrangement at a time when the orchestral score was unpublished and unavailable. The piano transcription of the Symphonie Fantastique caused quite a stir. The most famous and memorable part of the symphony is undoubtedly the famous March to the Scaffold of the fourth movement. Sir Charles Halley heard Liszt play his transcription of March to the Scaffold in 1836 in Paris. He wrote this, and I quote, "At an orchestral concert given by Liszt and conducted by Berlioz, the March to the Scaffold from the latter's Symphonie Fantastique was performed, at the conclusion of which Liszt sat down and played his own arrangement for the piano alone of the same movement, with an effect even surpassing that of the full orchestra and creating an indescribable furor. The program had been announced beforehand, proof of Liszt's indomitable audacity and courage." Liszt was 21 years old when he made this transcription, and he was 21 years old when he met the Countess Marie d'Anjou. Countess Marie d'Anjou was 28 years old when she met Liszt. She was an elegant, beautiful blonde, the mother of two. She was also neglected and bored, married to a man 15 years her senior. Marie d'Anjou described the moment she first laid her eyes on Liszt, and we quote,